You won't believe what Amazon has revealed. I don't know how to take it. I'm so interested to see what you're going to say about this. So Amazon, and this isn't a live update yet, Amazon has shown off an Alexa feature at one of their latest events. And this feature, what it does, is it can mimic the voices of your dead relatives.
It's like those spirit boxes on YouTube. That's creepy.
That hits you in the gut and the head at the same time.
How's it going to know what your dad or your mother sounded like if they're no longer with us?
So they've said that Alexa can listen to any amount of voice audio that is 60 seconds, like, minimum. And it can then recreate that voice using AI. So in the example that they showed... they showed it at their annual Mars conference, and they showed a video in which a child asks Alexa to read a bedtime story in the voice of his dead grandma.
And did it work?
And it does exactly that.
And did it sound like her, or did it sound like a robotic grandma?
Yeah, it sounded real. And they also went on to say, while AI can't eliminate that pain of loss, it can definitely make their memories last. And I thought about this because it does sit on a bit of a weird subject. I personally don't think I would want that.
No, that's freaky, man.
It's a bit weird.
And we know it's not real.
And for the people who don't want it, essentially you just never have to have that in your life. But for someone that it would really make a big difference, like if it really mattered to them and really like helped made them feel better, deal with loss better, and they used it in their own right and it helped them, flipping great. You know, if it really does help people, great. I don't think it would help me personally.
But imagine now somebody who passed away. Let's say your grandpa's no longer with us. And all of a sudden, this thing now, hello, Kane, I am your grandpa. No, you're not. How dare you?
You're getting flushed.
I would be freaked out because this thing's pretending to be my grandpa. It doesn't even sound like him. How would he know what he sounded like?
So how they plan to deploy it is...
Or do you think it's kind of using like default tones of voices? Like a lot of older women have a certain way that they speak. Maybe it kind of... And can they speak Afrikaans, for God's sakes? I wonder. Because I don't think my grand's going to turn English all of a sudden.
That's a good question.
Or what if she's Korean or something?
No, if there's an accent involved.
Yeah, no.
How do you
Imposter.
How do you recreate an Afrikaans person speaking in English through AI?
That's probably going to be very stereotypical.
That's what they're going to feature next in their next show. But I don't think it will come public. I think the PR hassle alone... and the potential, you know, backlash of what scenarios could happen. Some guy on YouTube makes a YouTube prank of telling Alexa to read a bedtime story in one of their passed away relatives, and then someone else in the house hears it and thinks the person is alive and then has like a mental breakdown. You know what I mean? It could go terribly bad.
No, I'm not in support of that, Kane. I'm sorry, I don't want that, please.
Yeah, no, you can keep that tech.